What's up, everybody? Zen Solalade here, and this is a new podcast episode on Small Talk. And today, we have something very important we want to talk about. Now, it's time for the serious discussions. You know, I told you guys that we're going to be having serious discussions on this podcast, but still, it's not going to be so serious, so don't worry. It's going to be for everybody. And now, today, we're going to be talking about the topic, the valid and the non-valid. Yay! Clap for me. So, today, I have a guest that's going to be talking with me, and his name is Favor Ojo. Ooh, yeah, welcome to my podcast.
Thank you.
So today we're going to talk about the non-valid and the valid. I already told him this topic like probably 3 days ago. Probably didn't even prepare. I don't know. But let's just go with vibe.
Let's get into it.
So basically, we're talking about he posted something and there was a guy, a fat person, and I was like, oh, don't use fat, use plus size. I was starting a conversation that, no, if I was not talking to you directly, no, don't come for me. So I was like, okay, I have an idea. Why don't you talk about this on the podcast so that we don't just be talking. Let people learn, because I feel like we're learning every day. Not everybody can know what is valid and what is not valid. And like we both said, I don't think there's anything that's not valid.
Yeah.
As long as you are fine with it, everybody should be fine with it. So basically, the first thing we're going to be talking about is body appreciation. Now, the perfect words to use for people with different body sizes, unique, everything.
Yeah.
So we're going to start with the fat or plus size anything. Now, for me, I don't know. I've gotten into a lot of shit because of all this valid and non-validity stuff. So I always try to learn. So if I see someone that is plus size, I'm not going to call you fat. I'm just going to say, oh, that plus size girl. And I feel that has been respectful. So when I told him that, you know, let's be respectful and, you know, let's use plus size, I was like, no. So, Favor, tell me, just explain why you cannot use plus size.
Okay, now, thank you for inviting me to your podcast today.
You're welcome.
Personally, I think there's a little conversation problem here. Now, I'm not saying I cannot use plus size to refer to people. In fact, I really believe that people should not be body shamed.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that people should, you know, be addressed in the way they want to be addressed,
yeah.
Alright? But not every human being has a problem with being called fat.
True.
That's one. We have those people who want to be referred to as plus size. That's because of their insecurities. They have this sort of insecurity, which I will respect. But I am saying that we should not cancel out terms such as fat, just remove it from the dictionary, just because some set of people feel like it's hurtful.
But you know what I'm trying to say is that those people that say that I don't like being called fat, I like being called, it's valid.
Yes, let me talk about that now. If you don't want to be called fat, all right, and I call you fat, I say, oh, this fat boy, you should be able to say, I don't like being called that.
True.
And I should be able, and I should ask you, what do you want to serve? What do you want? And if you say, oh, you want to be called plus size, or there should be other terms apart from plus size, who knows? Maybe on the bigger side or something. I will call you that. But you see, I'm a poem writer, alright? I write poems and all that. And so, for example, I write a poem trying to appreciate human diversity and beauty. Yeah. And I write, fat people are beautiful, thin people are beautiful, black people are beautiful and all that. I expect that you should even come to my page and be like, oh yes, we are.
Yeah.
I don't expect that you should come to my page to come and say, sorry, but please, fat there is an insult to me. Come on, why are you so insecure?
We get to his house.
Do you understand? So that's where my problem comes. This is my own point. My point is that if I generalize, do not personalize it.
Yeah.
But if I'm talking about, like, we all know Sam Smith. Sam Smith wants to be called they and all
them.
That. Fine. So if I'm saying, this guy, Sam Smith should quickly say, sorry, that's not my pronouns. My pronouns are they. But when I'm talking about singers, say male artists like Sam Smith, Drake, Sam should not come and say, sorry, please, I'm not a male. Like, why so insecure? So do you get my point? Are you seeing my angle? When I'm generalizing, and as long as I'm not shaming you, then nobody has the right to come and say, not just fat now, fat, short. Because short people, yes, I used to be like really short. now I'm really not short, eh? But I used to be very short. And I know then that there's a way somebody will tell you that you are short and you feel bad, like, ah, get out of here, you're shorty. But the truth is that it doesn't change the fact that you are short. If you like, you just say, ah.
But you know, there's this stuff that's going on Twitter. We're like, even my best friend uses it, because my best friend is like 5'10 or something, yeah. And me, I'm like 5'9. She still is, we even consider me short, and I don't consider myself short.
Yeah.
But then they'll be like, oh, this person has a lot of problems, too bad I can't look down.
Look up to them. And
exactly.
All that. Yeah.
So those kind of things, it will cause for
problems. Issues, yes. But what I'm saying now is that when it gets to positivity, do you understand?
Right.
Yeah. Let us learn to accept what we really are. Just like a poor man, if you don't accept you are poor, my guy, you could never be rich. I'm not saying you will not, but you could never. If you are not accepting that you are short, you might never love yourself. You keep having issues every day. Because as you are walking and somebody says, sorry, please, could you help me up the light? Oh, hope you are not too short. So, because the person might not be like meaning to insult you, but then you're like, I won't attempt again because you said I'm short. But you are short. Okay, what do you want us to call you? Midget or whatever you want to refer to. So when you say what you want, we will call you what you want.
You know, I've had issue with this body appreciation stuff because I have like a really big stomach and I don't think I have the energy to work on it. I'm fine with it and I'm going to love myself. So when I was young, I got shit. People would be like, oh, you're pregnant, you're this, you're that, you're this. And I was very effeminate. So they'd be like, ah, this boy already has stomach. Oh, he's going to give. So the word pot belly became a trigger word for me.
For
like
you.
If you just say pot belly, I'll be like,
you're just annoying.
Like, just calm down. But if you say, I have big stomach, when you say, oh, why do you have big stomach? I will answer you because I've grown past this thing.
Now, what I want to ask now is, imagine then when you had the problem, you now hear somebody generalizing that, ah, people with pot belly, actually, they are beautiful. Stop trying to shame them. Then you will go and meet that person and say, sorry, I would have preferred you use big stomach.
That I actually like what you just said, because I won't actually, I would be like, oh, thank you.
Thank you, because you're actually speaking for us. Do you get? So the day I posted that thing, I was like, the fat lady wore what she wanted to wear and she was comfortable in. The other slim one that was shaming her should be arrested. Do you understand? So if any fat person got triggered by that, then their insecurity is their problem to deal with. Do you get? Because I wasn't shaming fat people. I was only saying that, leave fat people alone. Allow them to wear what they want to wear. On that day, somebody came to my page and said, what this lady is wearing is not good for her kind of stomach. And I got angry and told her, I said, there's nothing like kind of stomach and outfit. Whatever you want to put on whether you are fat or thin. So I'm not actually shaming people. I'm just saying, do not get triggered when people are trying to generally categorize your kind of body.
Like unique.
Yes. Don't get triggered. Don't get angry. Do you understand? Me, I'm thin, and I will take it like that. See, for
I actually have a friend that is like not just thin, like
really thin.
He named himself Bony.
My friend
Bony.
Kelly. Thin Bony. Tall Kelly. TTK.
It's so thin. Like, and I was actually at fault when we entered squad first. I was like, guy, you are too thin. Eat food. And it was like, I eat food way more than you eat food. This is just my body.
Just
and
way,
I love the
way
I am. And I named myself Bony because I love the way I am.
My friend calls himself Thin Tall Kelly. He's tall, like maybe too tall. And he's thin. But here he is, thriving with that tag. TTK. Thin Tall Kelly. So my advice to anyone listening to this, don't always look for words that will trigger you. Instead, learn to accept what you are. You can work on yourself if you want. Like you that is in your upper belly. Now, if you want to improve tomorrow, you can. But the reality as of now is that your stomach is big.
No,
take
working
it.
On it.
Do you understand?
If no one's go die.
Do you understand? Like me that I say, oh, I'm thin. If tomorrow I really want to work on this, maybe I'll start getting all these expensive multivitamins, shini, and then work out. If I work out, it'll not be like thin again. It'll be like, okay, slim with body, but I'm not fit. So let's just like accept what we are and then learn not to always play the victim when we are not being victimized.
That's
for things.
That's very true. I like everything you said because, you know, people need to learn more, because if we keep on saying, that's why, you know, I told you that let's use the words that are most appropriate for everybody. And not everybody even knows what's plus size.
Do you understand?
Let's be serious. Let's be honest. But the word fat, I feel like there was a video I watched. It's like similar to what you saw, but she was so beautiful and everything. And this guy was like shouting, why are you gonna eat so much? You are destroying the community. You are finishing all the food. Water is finishing because of you and everything. And she didn't like answer him, why you gotta be fat? So because of that kind of like social construct, people already see fat as
as a problem, and that's where we need to correct. I feel like even we should not work on we should not work on stopping the usage of the word. Instead, we should work on the meaning.
Yes.
Let people know that being fat. Yes. So don't say can't and let's not say fat because they might get angry. No. They should know. They shouldn't get angry. We should educate them that you are fat but you are beautiful. Yes. See Lizzo. Lizzo is a singer. She's like a TikTok queen right now with her fat body. She does all these, you know, trends and she's beautiful. She says it. This is hot big girl summer.
Yeah.
You know, and I think every fat person, sorry I'm still using the word fat, but I will use the word fat because I'm trying to appraise them. I'm trying to make them love themselves the more. Yeah. Just as I would like to love myself the more. Every fat person, you are valid. Whether you want to be called plus size or not, you are valid. But if you want to be called plus size, personally we can call you that. But in a general context, you are fat but beautiful. Yeah.
Alrighty then. So since we're done with body appreciation, you know, we have unique bodies and everything. Now, the one that has gotten me on my nerves so many times is the mental disorders that are valid. So, no, on TikTok, you see people that try and open up and show that, oh, I have this. And people are like, oh, you're faking it. Oh, you are not real. You're just looking for followers. You're looking for, okay.
Yeah.
And truthfully, if you think about it, you'll be like, oh, what if they actually faking it and it's just followers? Well, and because they are followers, like 100k, 200k. But I believe that they're trying to teach people that these disorders doesn't just make them horrible people. Because if you think about DID now, some people can be like, how do I become your friend when you literally have like 10 people living inside your body? Like, which one is my friend?
What if one of your personality is not my friend?
Exactly. And, you know, there's this girl that is on TikTok that has DID. She was like, one DID person, like, your personalities can actually date. And I was like, I'm sorry, what? Your personality can date? And she's like, yes, the caretaker in a DID system and the, what do you call it, the security or whatever, everything. The person that comes out, they are always like together, you know, they talk, they give each other notes.
Just so we know, in case, because we are saying DID is dissociative identity disorder.
Now, this disorder comes when you are like little because of like trauma. And maybe your body wants, or your brain wants you to forget that trauma. So anything relating to that trauma, you're going to have another personality that's going to come up to block it. If it's like, oh, you're going on a dinner date and this, your trauma has to do with dinner date, the love expert is going to come out and, you know, help you to neglect everything.
And this is really a trauma thing. Yes. I feel like Nigerians and the world at large, we need to read more. We need to research more. We need to find out
there are
more.
People that have DID that don't know.
They don't know they have
it. They're crazy.
Today they're like, I love you. Tomorrow they're like, who are you? Uh-huh. And you are asking them, but yesterday you said I love you. God forbid. Why would I love somebody like you, guy? Do you understand? So there's something about this DID. The personalities are so rigid. They are not like, okay, me, I'm trying to be. No, they are like different. At times they have different names.
They have different, and then you see different.
They'll tell you, Kate is online or is in charge right now. And you're like, ah, but where is Peter? Peter is not available right now.
They literally have different pronouns.
Yes. Peter is, there's a movie I actually watched, I just can't remember the name. This DID was a major thing. You know this professor in X-Men?
Yeah.
He was one that acted it. Oh my god, he was one that had a DID. He played that role to perfection. He had like six different personalities, I think. And it was a serious thing because some were females.
Exactly.
Some were males. And when I saw that movie, that was when I decided to open up about, as in to understand that yes, apart from DID, we have OCD.
Exactly. Those people,
they can't sit in a dirty place. They are not pretending. It's just what they are.
These things are valid.
They have to organize it.
And they are not crazy people.
They are not.
We need to think, there's even ADHD, like this one that you just keep on saying swear words, like maybe fuck you. And people are like, you are so dizzy.
There was a video I saw yesterday. Thank God you mentioned this. His Ferrari, that a new Ferrari that he got for himself as a birthday gift. His friend was bringing the Ferrari to him. I don't even know if his friend or his dealer. And then the Ferrari was smashed. Ah, if only I can check my phone now.
I saw that thing, no.
And the guy was like, this is the fucking car that I was supposed to fucking give myself my fucking birthday. Now the car is fucking ruined. It's just so fucking annoying. And I just don't know what to fucking do. Because he's just fucking this fucking. Everybody, instead of them to like sympathize with him, it was the fucking that he was saying that triggered people like, why the fucking. I'm like, what if this guy has that disorder? I just want him to just swear on every inch and every word. He might not know. He was so calm. He wasn't even shouting. He was like, this is the fucking car that I was supposed to fucking give myself my fucking birthday. What do I fucking do now? Like, he fucking crashed it. So I was like, even me, I laughed. I mean, I watched you, I laughed. Like, ah, But then, it wasn't a yardstick for me to go and insult him. Exactly. So we really need to learn to accept.
Even like I now, because of like when I was young, when from school straight home, I don't come out, I don't even have friends. I started to have like social anxiety, and people always say that social anxiety is
not a thing.
You are just trying to hide. I'm like, no, it's actually social anxiety disorder. This thing is real.
You don't know. Imagine I opened a group about anxiety, and in one day, over 20 something people joined. Mm-hmm. That's because this thing is real.
It's real, and people go through it.
If you're not going through it, you feel like, oh, adegi, let them go and face the real life. It's not easy. One thing about anxiety is that you can overcome it, but then you have to first of all accept that it's there.
Exactly.
If you don't accept its existence, it will haunt you till old age. That's why you see mothers who are anxious. Like, child says, ah, mommy, I'm going out. So, where? That anxiety is real. Hey, please, oh, before they will kidnap you. Hey, mommy, I'm just going to the junction. Hey, call me. This, before you are going, they are flashing your line. Uh-huh. They are texting you. They are sending you messages. Who are you with? Give the person phone. That is anxiety that was unchecked from the early age. And exactly. Then it will be transferred from one generation to another. And because anxiety is toxic. It's toxic.
Very.
But what we are trying to say now is that it is valid. When somebody says, I have this disorder, or I have discovered I have this disorder,
no,
don't push them away and say, oh, now because you never chop.
Nigerians. You know, why is 80% so toxic?
Why? And that's the world that we live in today.
Exactly. And it's so this thing is not their fault. They didn't say, God, let me have this disorder. Let me have this disorder. I'm pretending. It's not a pretend, especially this DID. Especially that DID, because I know a lot of DID. I even follow like up to 5 DID.
I think I need to follow a lot of them now, so I will
TikTok
need to.
Because I learned so much, and every single DID system is different.
Yes.
There are some that
yes.
they have like one.
See, you know the funny thing?
Personality.
Some DID people, one knows how to read flawlessly, while the other personality cannot even spell.
Exactly.
While the other one is like a professor, a PhD degree holder. While the other one is like just there. And so, while some has an American accent. So they're like, hey, good afternoon. And you're like, you will not speak well.
Mm-hmm.
That is because these are different personalities to handle different situations that they have created when they were at their most vulnerable point.
Yeah.
But it seems like they forgot when these personalities were created, and it just looks like it is a creator that is out of their reach. So even them are now helpless towards these personalities, and they now grow with these personalities.
Obviously, there's a host of the
person. Yeah, which is the main person.
She
that is
or
mostly a
he or
person.
They or whatever the person wants to identify with cannot control when a personality is going to come up. I can't remember her name. Like, she said when she dissociates, like, she can't control it. Like, she just, maybe a person that is really fat or plus size comes to her, and maybe the cause of her DID disorder is because of a fat person or a plus size person in her childhood. Immediately, maybe the protector is going to come up and she can't control it. And you start seeing her talking, oh, what's up? Like,
being all macho.
And people are like, are you okay? Is everything fine? There's literally a DID system that's Your personalities are formed by watching movies. There's this DID system that she watched Scarlet Witch or whatever.
Yeah.
And she literally brought out a personality out of Scarlet Witch because she found something in Scarlet Witch that can help her to overcome part of her trauma.
And I was even about to mention Scarlet
Witch. And she was
Scarlet Witch, the series itself shows how WandaVision.
Yeah.
If you watch WandaVision, you see how she was able to create something from her biggest fear, losing Vision. Was the reason why she created an entire war. She did not even know how she created it.
Exactly.
When that other witch came and started investigating too, how did you do this? She even found out that even she herself did not know how she did it. And that's basically how DID works. It's from your lowest inhibitions. It creates
even
something so strong.
Frozen, Elsa. She
yes.
I personally named herself Elsa. And she was talking like, you know, how. And normally this person is like, she doesn't talk, you know.
Outside normally. And that one became the powerful one
talking,
and everything.
Exactly. And people will be like,
people need to know.
Even the memories of Elsa, you find that personality has it because that personality has really watched that movie and understood Elsa from beginning to end. So you'll be like, Elsa, and you're like, yes. You're like, ah, what about your sister? Anna. And you're like, I thought your name is Jackson or something, and that person identifies as she or her, and normally that person is a he, and you're like, what's going on? Happening? So you,
it's just because we're
exactly. So if you see those kind of people, don't be like, ah, another soul lost or something. Hey, the devil have captured this one. I think most of the mad, let me just say mad, because mad is actually rude. What people that have disorders in this Nigeria? We need to check it. Some of these disorders you can actually live with. It's not only the ones that they'll be shouting, hey, hey, they'll be throwing things around. Voila. These things can be managed. They are
not wicked people.
They can't hurt you. There are people that have married people with disorders.
The thing is that it's when you even push them too much with doubt, they create a violent personality to shield from all this hate that comes. Because that movie I said I watched, it actually had one bad personality that even the other personalities were scared of. They're like, he's coming. Mm-hmm. That was physically stronger. It's crazy. Like, physically, what the other ones cannot raise, he would pick it up in a minute, because is the structure. So we push some of them into creating a beast. Because, oh, you are this. I beg you, Mumu. Then they would, unconsciously create one personality that can speak up to you. We pray may not go be the 21-year-old personality we go use knife key.
Bill. Uh-huh. So I see. Let me not even talk about DID so much. There's even autism. I have a friend. Like I like to call him a friend. We went to the same secondary school, and I think he has autism. I don't know what he has, but it looks like autism. And this boy is like everywhere. He just likes to ask the same questions like 10 times. He comes to me and says, "Super, me life is really short. Like Nika, you know, if we make fun of him sometimes, even though it's like rude." But when we do those things, I just used to look at him and sometimes I'd be like, but this guy is actually, like, he knows what he's doing. Like, and they actually know what they have. So when you insult them, that,
you can't read very well, or you can't pass your exam.
It's not their fault. You need to start making them
see DJ Kupi's younger brother. He has severe autism. That's Otedola's son. Only son. Not normal autism now. Severe autism.
All the people that are insulting autism people, if they see that son, they'll become his friend. They want money.
One girl is already saying that she's the wife for him. That she's ready to be his wife.
Just because under circumstances,
autism is something that even Nigerian parents don't want to recognize. This boy is not doing well in school. This boy, Abeki, he will read. They will flog and beat. You cannot beat autism away. You can only manage it. So let's learn to realize personality disorders. Mental disorders, psychological disorders, when they come or when we see them. That's the only way to have a healthy society.
So I believe we've like trashed that topic. So please, you guys, mental disorders are not, they are not a disease. It's valid. So you had one.
Yes, I wrote academics. We won't talk too much on this because we're supposed to like talk about it immediately after talking about the facts. This one about academics is that I feel if you are not doing well in school and you don't have autism, you don't have to like pretend that you are good or something. You don't have to get angry when somebody says you're not doing well in school. Do you understand? I feel like not everybody can be academically brilliant. I feel like some people are just naturally effortlessly blessed academically. Do you get? While some are street smart, some are business smart.
Like me, hey, I'm business smart.
Some are career smart. Do you understand? Some people cannot own businesses, but if they work in your company, your company would grow to the biggest point. Do you understand? While some, they can't work in a company, your company will fall. But give them a business. They will grow because there's passion with it. So I feel like we need to stop the focus on academics alone as a measure for intelligence. Do you understand? Families will be like, oh, be like your elder brother. He had all A's in his exam. How about like your elder sister who's doing so well in her business? So personally, this one is not about validity or invalidity, but that we should stop putting too much tags, too much attention on academics alone. If you have children, look for their strengths. I have younger siblings one of my younger siblings, he makes moving cars out of scrap, he gathers wires, he gathers stuffs and whatever. He's in GS3. He just finished his GS3 exam. I called my dad. I said, carry this boy to mechanic workshop. Yes. And I heard that tomorrow he's going to start. Because I was serious.
Nigeria's social like constructs is going to tag him as
Do you get
vulcanizer?
Even my parents said, my mother was like, beg, chief. No. But when I saw this thing in him, I knew it was a skill. I just want him to like grow it. So I told my father, carry this boy. Don't come and be using status to say, oh, my son cannot be. Mm-mm. Take him to a mechanic workshop. Exactly. But all these modern ones, these ones that use machines. Instead of saying, oh, guy, be like, in a guy in hand. These ones that use machines to like check your car.
Yeah.
So I told my dad, take him there. Because this is June. Okay, June is already finished in July, August, September, before he's going to resume SS1. So 3 months, let him learn. This is somebody that is making cars out of nothing. Nobody has taught him anything.
Exactly.
Yet. So he goes there. Now, if he's not doing well in school, which he is even doing well in school, he's lucky. That kind of person is that. We cannot find that kind of people a lot in this life. You are good academically and then you are still good technologically like that. I clap for that boy.
Kudos.
Do you understand? I clap for him because he's also acing his class, like he's top of his class. But what I'm saying is that if such a boy was not good in school, we are not supposed to say, hey, dollar. Hey. See this boy's talent. Grow it. Work on it.
You know, for me now,
yeah,
I wouldn't say I am the, you know, all-star smart.
Yeah.
But when I try my best, you know, and read and listen and things, I think I'm like an average student. But then my mom noticed that I was very, very creative when I was young. Like, I would literally pick up her phone, which is why I'm even studying mass communication. I'll pick up her phone, I'll put it on one plate, and I'll be like, what's up, everybody? Today we're talking about this, and I'll drag my sister. I'll be like, come be a guest on my show. And that's why I even started this podcast, because mommy saw it that this son, he just likes to talk. So she took me, I've actually gone to a speech class before, because I had problems with my speech, and I still have. I have like this vocal fry. Like when I pronounce my words, you don't exactly get what I'm saying. But when you think about creative way, I think I can literally look at a material and be like, oh, I want this. But I don't sew, obviously. But I know how to work a machine.
Styling.
Exactly.
Styling.
When I look at colors, I'm like, these two colors. My sister will wake up in the morning and be like, so come in. These two, they match. What do you think? Should I wear it? Which heels should I wear? I'll be like, no, don't wear this one. And I've literally even put her in an uncomfortable position. It's Bella, pretty hurts. Like, you have to dress to kill. I'll be like, no, you can't wear this gown without stilettos. You can't wear sneakers. No. You must wear stilettos. And she will literally be crying throughout church that, ew, I listened to my younger brother. Look at my life now. So, my mom noticed all those things. She's even planning on, like, getting me to go to music school, not like music school, yeah, but go learn music,
yeah,
like train better, my voice exactly, because she sees that talent in me and she's ready. When I was young, I used to think I was like star dancer. I was part of a dance group, and you know, my mom would spend money, she would give me transport fare. Oh yeah, go to dance riaza, go to music riaza, go to everything. Even if I tell my mom now that, oh mommy, I'm going for choir riaza, she's like, ah, how much is your riaza? How much is your transport?
Cheers to supporting
parents. Be going.
That's but the kind of parents that. I have. So.
And you know, there was something that happened in my GSS. No, SS1. My first, I was a science student before. Yes, so for all of you that don't know, I was a science student before. Because my daddy, I don't know, he shows signs that he wanted me to study engineering. And I also like had, I don't know, a little passion for engineering. So I just went for science class. And my first result was bad. It was terrible. It was, and my mom called me. She was like, Sukomi, no matter what you do, don't kill yourself.
Stick to what
come back home. Come back. See, because she knows the kind of person I am. I can be so scared of my dad that I might say that I'm not coming back home. Because I failed. She'll be like, Sukomi, please. I don't care if you carry your dough, just come back home. I don't want wahala. My daddy might still be like, hey, read your book. I'm not that sound. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to pretend. I'm not that sound. But I know that I'm really good creatively. So I believe that every single person, I know that the people listening to this might not be parents, but one day you'll be parents. Some of you, not everybody. But then.
And some of you are with your parents. You could play for them and exactly. You know, talk and educate them.
You teach them that everything is not only about academics. There's some people that have, like, okay, what's the name of this person? Kim. I think she just started studying law.
Yes, now. So she even failed one of her exams. But look at her in the business world. Who wants to measure up now?
How many months?
Do you understand?
How many months did she grow from 400 million to
a billion? 1.1 billion.
A billion. God, what
will that become? A billion.
Yeah. Hey!
Do you understand? So imagine if this kind of person,
on top of
say, you go be natural, you must follow school, you go do this one. She would have been a failure. Because that one don't look like if even be one kind of good lawyer. But then she just wants, now that she has the money, oh, let me still pursue academics.
You know, she said she's getting that inspiration because of her dad. You know, her dad was like a lawyer. She was like, she wants to be like her dad. And she has, let me tell you something about Kim. If there was no such thing as a bar exam where you have to pass to become a lawyer,
she's Kim the natural.
Wonder, like,
she, even you cannot win an argument now.
When she go to prison and help people get bail and everything, she is
wonderful
with all those things.
She's good with arguments, she's good with placing facts.
Unfortunately, she's
She's not school smart.
Mm-hmm. That's why she's not passing the exam, but she's still going to keep on trying. And maybe I pray that one day she's going to pass the exam and become a certified lawyer. But with the little things I've seen her do,
she's amazing.
That's an example. And you see people like Chloe that you, what's that one even doing? She's doing a show to like appropriate your body. People that are fat or plus size become thin, work on their body. You see the mother of all mothers, the woman that is no other. In fact, that I don't know anything. See, their mother is the most hardworking woman I've ever
seen
in my life.
She's the mother, like you've said it really.
Exactly.
She's like, she's just
and she's
like,
understand. Like people, I know that some people be like, ah, the Kim K, hey, those ones, see, it's not part of our life. But you should actually learn from that woman. She understood all her children.
She's
made
like
sure she never
mother.
Judged. Exactly. Make sure she never judged them. Believe them for what they. You think that my mommy, you gonna meet her down? Mommy, I have to start selling on that way. She look at her like this.
I know yet.
Showed bad. Showed bad. I have to start selling on that way. I have to start selling perfume.
It's just important, anyways, that the attention on academics, especially in Nigeria, should reduce. I'm not saying that, encourage your children to be dull, to say, don't anything, I clap for you.
Literally, a person I knew that is great with arranging things. And I told him one day, I was like, you can make money from arranging things. Like if you tell him to just arrange this table, he's going to arrange in a way that he'll be like, hey,
one of interior decorations.
Hey, exactly.
If you focus on interior decorations, you never blow.
Exactly.
You never blow. Let's just allow them look for the small things that they can do and let them groom it into a money making.
You didn't hear it from me, but school is overrated.
Yeah, school is actually overrated. It is.
School has come.
When school will stop being overrated is when everybody is forced. When everybody is no longer forced to go through the formal setting.
You know, I feel
do you understand?
Like...
Personally, for me, school is not right there. For me. For me, because school has helped me to become this person. Because of school, I'm this vocal. I didn't know how to even speak English before. But because of school, I became this vocal. I became this good. I found my intelligence. Do you understand? And I make money from it now.
You know,
I teach.
One of the reasons why
but
I even say...
those who are not like that, mm-hmm. don't come and kill yourself. Can't look for what you can do and
exactly.
you know
find your spark
build.
And I believe the reason why I say Nigerian schools are scam because if you look at the American school curriculum, you see extra activities that they do in Nigeria. If you say that mommy wants to become a professional swimmer, they say mommy water.
let me tell you something. In American universities, if you're not doing anything extra, you can't graduate.
You won't graduate.
If you mistakenly graduate, you won't enter college. You would not enter class uni. Yeah, in secondary school, you did not do drama.
You
did not play football.
You
did not do all these humanitarian services. Feed the fishes, feed the dying animals. You didn't do anything apart from book. You will not graduate.
Exactly.
And if you mistakenly graduate, you will not get college, a good school for college. That's why you see them, that start checking college recommendations. Say, you didn't participate. You can't get Oxford. You can't get Yale.
The world needs something interesting. Come on. We can't still be carrying book on our heads as if we want to die. Oh, see, I'm not shaming those that used to carry book on their heads like our brother Favor. But then if you do it excellently well, but also have other things that you are doing. Like, I think Favor, you're a tailor, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm many things. I'm a tailor, I'm a dancer. Let me show up.
This is my podcast.
I'm a dancer.
Yo.
I'm a counselor.
You can open your own and tell them what you are.
Let me show off.
I'm
a counselor. I'm a businessman. I own a business. Far Jeff is in. I sell clothes. So, yeah.
Mm.
Ooh, this young man is so many things.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Like, anyhow, we've talked for a really long while. And I hope you guys don't see this podcast as too long. God. My podcast are always 20 minutes.
Anyways, this was such a beautiful
and thank you for talk. Being on my podcast. You are officially my first guest.
It's serious.
Clap for him.
And this is also me being a guest for the first time. Like I haven't appeared in a podcast.
First times are always beautiful. Yeah. So you guys, I'm going to be starting a series on my podcast, which is Unpopular Opinions with Zenith. And like I've said before, if you want to be a guest on my podcast, just send me a message on my socials. I find me on Twitter. Oh, sorry, God.
You know where you did. Instagram.
Instagram at Zenith Ololade. ZENITHOLOLADE. You can also find me on TikTok. I do some things there, I guess. So you can find me in any of those places. My DMs are open. Just DM me. I'm going to have you on. Either virtually or physically. Don't worry, I'm not scared of people. As far as you're not going to kill me, I'm going to be there. So, and again, this new series, if you have opinions that are unpopular, you can also send them to me. I will talk about them. This is the last time I'm going to send a Google form out. I already sent it out for a podcast episode I'm going to do very soon. But that's the last time I'm going to do it. Unless if I want to do like a podcast that is fun, that's going to be anonymous, people tell me your wildest stories, that's when I'll do it. But after that, I'm not going to get other people's opinion to talk on my podcast. I'm going to be talking straight from my opinion, because this is my podcast, my time to shine. So guys, thank you. Favor, where can they find you?
On Instagram at @favor_ojo. Anyway, @favor_ojo. Twitter the same thing, @favor_ojo. Like, I'm @favor_ojo.
You people, your government says you don't use Twitter. Yeah, use Twitter.
Find me on Twitter.
Yeah, use it to Favor, you can also find me on Twitter.
On Twitter. On Instagram, Favor or Joe. On TikTok, Favor or Joe. In fact, on Bigo, Favor or Joe. Yeah,
what are you doing, Bigo?
Bigo makes gives money, but I've been so busy. I've not been there. I've had a podcast, I can tell you more about Bigo. Bigo gives me money.
Whatever.
But I haven't been there.
Alright, so you guys, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Now you can find my podcast on 6 streaming platforms. I don't know why Apple Podcast is rejecting my podcast. Maybe it's because I don't have iOS. Very single buy, don't worry. Mm-hmm. You can find my podcast on Deezer, you can find it on Spotify, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Overcast. Thank you so much for listening, you guys. Peace out.